Father, we praise you and thank you for the love of Jesus for each one of us. We praise you that he took all of the punishment, all of the justice that was due to us for our sin. He took it upon himself. We cannot fathom this, the love of Christ, for him to be willing to do this while we were yet his enemies, but he was. And you were willing for him to die in our place, and that would satisfy the righteous judgment of God. Every sin, every wrong, ever done or that we ever will do, was paid for at that cross. We thank you and praise you that our debt is paid in full, and that the forgiveness is offered as a gift to each person. I thank you for each one here today who has accepted that gift, has trusted in Christ and received his forgiveness, been born again by the Holy Spirit, indwelt by the Spirit now. That's what draws us here together today, to worship and hear your word proclaimed as a body. We praise you for making us a part of your church, and that one day the Savior is coming back to take us home. It might be today. We praise you that we have a mission and a responsibility to make this gospel known. Had someone not made it known to us, we would not be saved. But they did, and we have the privilege and the responsibility. It's an awesome one. But we pray that we would fulfill that call you have on each of our lives to share the word with those who do not know you. And Father, if anyone is here today who is not yet trusted in Christ, they have not received the gift of salvation, we pray that they would do so before they leave today and become a part of your family. Father, thank you again for the privilege to be here. We pray that you would bless this hour, bless our worship, bless our prayer time, bless the word as it is brought, and we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Yes. Our scripture reading for today is in Acts chapter 18. Paul is coming to Corinth, so this kind of coincides with what we're doing on Sunday nights as well. So it kind of works out very well. Acts chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought for their occupation. They were tent makers. They all were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, "Your blood be on your own hands. I am clean. From henceforth I will go to the Gentiles." And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Then spake of the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, "Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O ye Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat, and Gallio cared for none of those things. And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren, and sailed thence unto Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. Let's have a word of prayer together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your wonderful love to us and for the opportunity to be in your house once again to worship you on this Lord's Day. And we ask your blessing upon each one of us that we might truly be encouraged and strengthened and helped. We pray for any who have spiritual needs today, our Father, that have not put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, or they're confused perhaps or not quite sure. We ask you to help each one. And may we truly look to you for every need that we have. Our Father, we do want to pray in a very special way today for the March family. We thank you for them and for their testimony, for the work that they've done here at the church. And we just thank you and praise you for them and ask you to be with them as they make their trip back to France, back to the ministry that you have called them to. We pray that you would open up the way before them and give them safety, and that everything would run smoothly. We just ask you, Lord, to help them, encourage them and strengthen them, bless the work there that they'll be involved in France. And we do pray, our Father, for those who've lost their loved ones recently. We think of Carol Fabianovich, who lost her brother. We do pray for her. We pray for the small family that you'll undertake for them during this time of grief. We pray for the Consolos, our Father, as we have the funeral on Wednesday. We just ask you, Lord, to give us the words to say, and we pray that you will speak to every heart and meet the need of each and every one. We do think of those who are suffering greatly from persecution, our Father, something that we know so little of. And we do want to thank you that we have been spared up until now. But we know, Lord, that you haven't promised to always keep us from persecution. In fact, we know that it is coming. And so prepare our hearts and prepare their hearts as well, those who are there in the midst of all this, that they might know what to do and that they might be faithful until the end, whatever that might be. And Lord, we just ask you to guide and help us today in all that we do, and may your holy name be exalted. We just rejoice in our salvation. We rejoice in your constant care and the blessings that we have in Christ. Lord, thank you for all your goodness to us. Lead us and guide us now, and help us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Great team. We continue to trace the steps of the Apostle Paul as he goes. What he wants us to do is present Jesus as the Savior. He is the Savior. That's the main important thing. Our Father, we thank you for your word to our hearts this morning. And we just pray that you will work in our lives and help us that we might be the kind of servants that we should be. And reach out to our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones, and share the gospel with them, to tell them about Jesus and his love and mercy and grace. Lord, how we thank you and praise you that you have reached us and that we are your children. And I just pray for any who may not be saved that you would bring them to yourself even today. May our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified. May we love you and serve you in the way that we should. May Christ be glorified. We pray in his name. Amen.